Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're not doing this again, are we? Okay, am I on? Oh, thank God. No way. The equipment worked. Okay, good. Good. It's fantastic. All right. Because you never know. I love the adrenaline surge I get at 6 a.m. Better than a shot of coffee. Never know if the equipment will work. Always a mystery when you turn on the show. Anyway, that's okay. We persevere because we're determined. Anyway, okay. Speaking of persevering, front of the Greenville Snooze this morning. Nikki Haley to take the holidays to assess a 2024 presidential run. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's finally hit that here and has gone official. I've never lost a race. I'm not going to start now, Haley said. What? Okay. Let me back up a little bit on Nikki Haley. Here, a couple things about her. How shall I put this? What the heck? I'll spit it out. She's not that bright. She never has been. She attempted, and this is why she does so few interviews, and the interviews she does are very controlled. She will not make it through the gauntlet of media interviews. She will not. She's never sat down with me, not once. She's never come on a show I've been on because she can't hack it. She can't answer basic questions. This is in her home state, which she, this is why she thinks she can run. Because she thinks, you know, South Carolina is very much a kingmaker state. Look what it did for Joe Biden, right? He was down in the dumps. He won here, and look where he is now, right? So she thinks she can do this. This is a woman who is afraid. This is a woman who wants conservatives to vote for her, but would not ever, not once in the 10 years I have been in this state, out on the coast, not even when I was at Myrtle Beach, okay? You got to understand, when I did the Morning Zoo show there, we had the number one morning show in the whole city, and if you'd listened to me then, you'd be shocked. You wouldn't recognize the show that I did. I was a Morning Zoo host. We had to get special permission to talk about politics on the show. And so we were very milquetoastly out there, me and Dave, my co-host. And that was going to be an easy interview for her. Hands off. I mean, the kind of interview I would have wanted done, I couldn't have ever gotten the management to approve. We told them that. And she wouldn't come on. So this woman thinks she's going to use this state to propel her to greatness, Lee, and she won't speak to you. Won't do it. Won't sit down for a round of questions. And it's not just me. She wouldn't do it with Bob either. And Bobby Mack is perhaps a, how should I have put it? It would have been it wouldn't have been an easy interview, but it would have been an easier interview than with me. But we told her people, Lee, in Myrtle Beach, hey, this is going to be a friendly get to know you interview. It's just, you know, it'd be cool to have the governor on. Nope. No, would not do. Nope. 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 And nope. And you know why she didn't do it? I'm just going to be blunt. She is terrified of unscripted questions that she hasn't gone over the answer with. She can't answers with her staff before. She cannot handle it. And I'm going to give you exhibit A of that. The 3/4 of a day she served as a surrogate for Marco Rubio before she was fired. She botched that so badly by mid-afternoon that they took her off surrogate ship. Remember when he was running in the primary? She went on television. The biggest sore spot that Marco Rubio has is his long-term support, but then not support, but then some support, but then, well, maybe not. Okay, wait, I'll tell people in Spanish I support Amnesty, and no one will be able to translate Spanish. Oh, wait, they can, can't they? I guess they just realized. So this is a very sore spot for Marco Rubio, right? The Amnesty issue. It is the one thing. If you were going on television as a surrogate for Marco Rubio, common sense, you wouldn't even have to tell the average person this, okay? You don't bring it up. She brings it up, causing him to have to do a round of interviews to fix the mess. She didn't make it to the end of the day the first day because she can't handle it. That's the truth about it. I mean, I hate that, but it is. Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Trey Gowdy were the young guns of the Bush administration, what is left of the Bush machine. Bushes can't run with their own name anymore, and so they run these guys. This is the next generation. Nikki Haley, if you'll remember, and that Bush machine, one of its key features is Mitch Romney. Mitch Romney very much shares that fundraising base, at Bush fundraising base, right? So she backs Romney when he comes through here. She's Romney. She's Bush. Who she is. And she can't handle what she's contemplating. What she should really do is maybe look at a Senate seat when Tim Scott, who can handle these kinds of interviews, is done, because he's going to be done very soon here, and I expect a presidential run from him. I'm not a fan of Tim Scott, but he can handle these interviews. She cannot. Tim Scott, I don't know. He looks like it when I go see him. I mean, look, if I were Ron DeSantis, who should run, if I were Ron DeSantis, I'd be looking long and hard at Tim Scott to run in this state. And this is why Nikki Haley is doing this and floating this now. She wants to get out ahead of Tim Scott. In terms of if you can get South Carolina again, we saw the power of it for Joe Biden. But a woman who cannot handle, again, an interview with the largest talk radio audience in the state, how you gonna run for president? How you gonna do that? And you can't handle it in Myrtle Beach when we're doing a clown show. And we're telling you this is gonna be a softball interview because I wasn't allowed to do any other kind. And she still wouldn't come on. You know, at that point, Lee, you gotta understand something. I've been really rough on her. You know, once I got those shackles off and got that promotion, moved the job in Charleston and all of that because of that. And her handlers were very much afraid. I mean, we went back and forth with them. And they wanted to put 50 stipulations potentially on an interview. They wanted a list beforehand. They wanted topics off, you know, off limits. And I'm like, we're a morning zoo show. And Barry, my manager at the time, was like, look, we just want to have the governor on. We just want to, you know, shoot the breeze. It would have been one of those, hey, you know, let's talk about the great seafood restaurants in Charleston kind of interview. You know what I'm saying? And how great South Carolina was. They wanted lists. They wanted everything. And, I mean, we were just left with our jaws hanging open. And eventually, like, it came down to she wasn't coming on. So, honey, if your plan is you're going to run for the president, you can't handle the people you need to vote for you. I mean, what is her plan here? You're going to run for president and she needs South Carolina, right? That's her hook. How are you going to run a race here and not go on talk radio? How's that going to happen for you in the primary? How's it going to work out for me and Charlie to spend the whole primary screaming she won't talk to us? She's the governor of the state. I mean, if she represented the people in this audience that she's going to try to hose the country into thinking she does, why won't she talk to us? Ever. Not in Charleston, not here, not in Myrtle Beach. She's an elitist. She's hands off. She don't want anything to do with you, Lee, or me, or anyone like us. She never has. And I think the point when it when it cracked up for me, and believe me, I'm going to be all over this. She can think about this over Christmas if she would like, because we're going to pull all the files out. I still got them. I'm sitting there waiting for her to run. Remember when she went on that media tour, not talking to us, right, or anyone like us, but the media tour where she said no Syrian refugees here because Barack Obama was bringing in people who were unvetted, remember? And she told everyone, she wrote that letter to John Kerry at the time saying, hey, listen, we, you know, don't send them here, blah, 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 blah. Well, it turns out she'd signed a 100-page document and quietly sent it to Washington, approving them coming here. I got it. I still have it in the folder. It's yellow. I've been waiting for this. So why would she do that? Well, the number one, the value, the religion, the worldview, the thing, the only thing really that Bush machine stands for is open borders, endless, unlimited immigration. And she knew, they know, the cardinal sin with those donors, you never, ever turn down an immigrant. You never do. That's why she lied to you. She said one thing, wrote one letter to Kerry, and then turns around and mails him. Her administration does anyway. Her signature on the bottom. Bring those Syrian refugees here. Here's all the state support services. She lied to you. And they did that because she didn't want to. She wanted to be able to go to the donors and say, hey, no, I'm actually pro-immigration. Look what I did. And that, Lee, that is just one of the many reasons she can't ever go on talk radio, and she knows it. She knows it. So I don't know what her plan is here, but she views me and you and everyone listening right now as an untouchable. And never forget, remember when Barack Obama, because we'll play this audio all day long. Remember, she'd think about this over Christmas too. Remember when Barack Obama came out, did that State of the Union address and absolutely trashed Trump? Because Trump had, like, you know, just come on the scene then. And she did the rebuttal. And she did something nobody had ever done in history before. She came out and trashed Trump too. Agreed with Obama, went a few steps further and trashed the rest of us for supporting him. For wanting a wall, for wanting closed borders, for wanting all of that. That's Nikki Haley. That's why she can't come on talk radio. Plus, she's not smart enough to handle an interview like Tim Scott is. Honey, just fade away. Let Tim handle it. Let him handle it. He's better suited. He'll better serve the party. I mean, if you can't handle me, honey, what are you going to do when you have to go on ABC News? What are you going to do when you have to go on NBC News? Because you do. You got to go to all those places. Just think about that over Christmas, Nikki. Get yourself a nice job as an ambassador in the next administration. Be done with it. Just go out. Go out on top.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.